Goodbach, I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ulei Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Shviyas. We are in the 6th Parak Mishnah Vav. We will also begin the 7th Parak Mishnah Zayin as well. In Mevi'im Truma Michutz La'aretz, La'aretz. We don't bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz, because technically speaking, under the Din De'Areisa, the obligation to separate Truma is only a mitzvah Teluya Ba'aretz. It's only a mitzvah that's dependent on the land of Israel. However, in this situation, we ruled that we gave Surya the area and the Kedusha similar to Eretz Yisrael and Rabbanan. And so just like with the laws of Shemitah, the laws of Truma were applicable there as well. So, but we don't want to mix the different types of Truma, so we don't bring the Truma from Surya to Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Shimon Shemati Beferish Shemeviyam Yisurya. I heard specifically that we can bring it from Surya because the ground of Surya was declared to be Tameh just like the Eretz Amim, but unlike the Eretz Amim, the airspace was not Tameh. And so therefore, if a person goes into Surya on horseback and he didn't come into contact with the ground, he could avoid becoming Tameh, according to Reb Shimon. And because of that possibility, the rabbis didn't want to prevent Kohanim from going into Surya. And so therefore, Truma from Surya was allowed to come into Eretz Yisrael. That was his concern. But Chutz La'aretz, there, Rav Shimon said that in order to discourage Kohanim from leaving Eretz Yisrael, it was instituted that the Truma shouldn't be brought there from other areas in the process. The Mishnah continues in the beginning of the 7th parak, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvi'as. The rabbi set up a major rule in contrast to the rules of the of Maestros. What do they say about Shemitah? Kol Shol Meichel Adam U'Meichel Behema U'Mimena Tzovim. It doesn't matter whether it's human food or animal food or it's something that gets used to make a dye or it doesn't hang out in the land period, Shemitah can still apply to it. And if you exchange it onto money, right? So there's also Kedusha Shvias on the money. Yesh lo biur, when the food hits a certain period of time, it's subjected to the rules of Biur. Uladama Biur, as well, and the money would also be subjected to the rules of Biur. So the Mishnah wants us to know, Eza, what is this example? So the Mishnah says, Ze'ala aluf hashota, it's the leaf of the wild luf, or ale, excuse me, ale hadandana, or the leaf of mint, or ha'alushin, or endives, or accretion, the cress, or hargila, or the leeks, or the milky blossom, or netzach halav, umaychol behema. And so what's the example of animal food? Hachochem ba'dardanim, it's the thorns and the thistles, right? And the Mishnah adds, umimin atzovim, what about the dyes? So sviche isatis v'kotza, where we're dealing with the growth of isatis and safflower. So these things, yeshlam shvias, v'lidmeim shvias, yeshlam bir, v'lidmeim bir, these things are subjected to Shemitah, and the money that you use to change the Kedusha also is subjected to the rules of Shemitah, and also they have bir, and their money also has bir as well. We'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.